For retired NFL quarterback Scott Stankavage, prayer has become particularly meaningful as he's facing a serious battle with leukemia. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Scott shares what he's learned about prayer in his own life.
Prayer is something that I've examined more deeply in this journey with leukemia. And I've said to people, hey, I'm praying for you. And people have said that to me. And I began to question, what does that mean? Not that I thought they were being disingenuous, but when I would say to someone, I'm praying for you, what was I really telling them? And I realized what I was telling them was, brother or sister, I am offering my thoughts about you to the sovereign God. I am directing my relationship with God upon you. And I'm asking him for grace and love and healing for whatever situation you're going through.
And Scott says trusting God in prayer, despite the potential outcome of his illness, is the most effective thing that he can do.
That's the best, most powerful thing I've got, because I can't fix your health, fix your finance, fix the tragedy or whatever happened, but I can appeal and intercede to our sovereign God on your behalf. That's the most powerful thing I have for you. And so that's what I mean when I say, I'm praying for you. And I choose to interpret that's what others mean when they say they're praying for me. And my favorite phrase is to say to a brother or sister, I'm covering you in prayer. I'm envisioning God's holy and blessed hand covering you and holding you in whatever challenge you face.
Even in the bleakest of circumstances, God is always available to provide peace and comfort when you talk to him. Do you want to learn more about prayer? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.